your brother Timothy.
昨日今日直到永远,
yes, yesterday, today, and forever, Jesus is the same.
他没有改变,
there's no change in him.
他今天仍然医治,
he still heals today.
他今天仍然拯救,
he still saves today.
他今天仍然说, 我肯,
he still says the same thing. I am willing, you be clean.
他今天仍然向我们说, 起来, he still
says to us today, rise up and pick up your pallet and go.
他今天仍然说, 不要怕, 只要信。
He still says the same thing. Do not be afraid, just trust.
Hallelujah, 我们的主, 他没有改变。
And in him there's no change.
他永远是我们的救主。
He will always be our savior.
我们一同来读一段圣经, 路加福音。
Let's read a passage together in the book of Luke.
第八章。 43节到48节
Chapter 8, verses 43 to 48
请我们一起来读
Let's read them together
有一个女人犯了12年的血漏 在医生手里花尽了她一切养生的 并没有一人能医好她 她来到耶稣背后摸她的衣裳穗子 血漏立刻就止住了 耶稣说摸我的是谁 众人都不承认 彼得和同行的人都说 夫子, 众人拥挤紧靠着你 耶稣说, 总有人摸我 因我觉得有能力从我身上出去 那女人知道不能隐藏 就战战兢兢地来 伏伏在耶稣脚前 把摸他的缘故和怎样立刻得好了 当着众人都说出来 耶稣对他说, 女儿, 你的信救了你, 平平安安地去吧。 48节我们一起来念一下,
再来。
耶稣对他说, 女儿, 你的信救了你, 平平安安地去吧。 那在圣经里面, 马可福音第5章, 也讲到这一段的故事。
And in the book of Mark chapter 5, the same story was told.
他特别说到说, 这个女人是在好些医生的手里, 受了许多的苦。
It talks specifically how this woman has suffered in the hands of many physicians.
她可能到处去寻找医生。
She went everywhere to, for help.
但是没有办法得着医治。
However, she was not healed.
所以她不单身体上有一个很严重的疾病,
not only she suffered physically because of the sickness,
那也讲到说她花尽了她一切所有的,
but also she spent all she had in order to get healed.
所以她在财务上呢, 也遇到了极大的难处。
But we knew she must be financially distressed.
那在马可福音特别讲到说, 这个女人她里面的一个想法,
and in the book of Mark, it talks about what she was thinking in her mind.
她要来到耶稣的面前,
she had this thought that I will come to Jesus.
她要来摸耶稣的衣裳,
I will just touch him.
她说, 我只摸他的衣裳, 就必痊愈。
As long as I touch his clothes, I will be healed.
她里面有这样的一个大的盼望,
there was such a great hope in her heart.
用这边在这一段圣经的当中,
in this passage,
这个女人患了12年的血漏,
we knew this woman suffering for bleeding for 12 years.
我们在圣经中, 在利未记15章, 我们看见,
in Leviticus chapter 15, we know,
血漏, 这样的一个疾病, 在妇女的身上, 是说到一个不洁净的,
when a woman had a problem with bleeding, you know she will be considered unclean.
所以在一个不洁净的人身上, 她不能随便跟人家靠近,
for an unclean person, she cannot come to anybody easily.
她是不能随便来摸人的,
she's not supposed to even touch others.
所以在这个女人, 我们看见, 身体上的疾病已经够凄惨了,
so she has suffered much, not only because her physical problem.
12年不是一个短的,
12 years was a long period of time.
血一直从她身上流出去,
and for the entire 12 years, the blood kept continually flew out of her.
利未记也告诉我们, 活物的生命是在血的里面。
We all know life is in the blood.
所以当生命不断漏失,
while she's losing blood constantly,
她一定是非常的软弱。
You knew physically she must be quite weak.
那在众人的面前, 她又是一个不洁净的。
And when facing the public, she was considered unclean.
她也一定是一个 非常孤单的人,
therefore we knew she must be quite lonely.
把所有的都花尽了,
and she spent all her savings onto this.
在财务上, 她也一定是一个非常困难的,
therefore she must suffer financial problems.
今天有这个女人, 她要来到耶稣的面前。
Now a woman like that try to come to Jesus.
弟兄姊妹，当我们在读这段圣经，我想我们也一同来思想。
So when we read this passage, let's think about it.
我想圣经告诉我们这个故事，不单只是说到有一个女人她得着了医治。
And I believe Bible describes her story here, and not just trying to tell us there was one woman who was healed.
这个原则实在是说到我们每一个人。
But the same spiritual principle should be able to apply to us.
什么叫做血漏呢
？What is a sickness subject to bleeding？
是的，活物的生命就在血的里面。
Yes, there, our life is in the blood.
她是把生命一直的流失。
She was a woman kept on losing her life.
今天我们想想，什么时候我们的生命有在流失呢
？Think about it about ourselves. When is the time we kept on losing our life？
一年一年，我们看见在夏令会的里面，弟兄姊妹蒙很大的恩典。
Year after year, we went to summer conference, and many people were greatly blessed.
啊，这么多的祝福可以这样倾倒下来。
He saw how God poured down His blessings.
但是，一年一年，我们也看见回来以后，好像这个慢慢慢慢慢慢，这个就开始减少了。
But at the same time, when we returned from the conference, you saw how.We are losing the blessing we receive gradually.
好像每一天生活都是一个生命流失的机会。
So every day is the chance that we'll lose our spiritual life.
那这就是今天说到我们要承认，主啊，若我们也是在这个血漏的光景中。
Therefore, we have to confess maybe I'm in a similar condition.
这个血漏不是说一下子好像一个什么样的大事情。
This bleeding may not become a significant problem in a short period of time.
它不是一下子立时要你的命的。
It doesn't instantly take our life.
可是呢，生命慢慢的流失。
But the problems will lose our life gradually.
很多的时候，当我们从特会中回来
，Many times when we return from a blessed conference.
你发现说当我们那样的不经意的跟人家随便讲话我们不经意的做一些事情哎，怎么搞的原本在山上那么浓厚的同在一下子慢慢慢慢好像就失去了
You'll notice if we're careless about our words and deeds gradually we lose that abundant blessing we received in the conference
如果我们真的觉得说哇，这个是一个太严重的事情
And if we recognize that's a serious problem
就是我们的生命在失去啊
That we are losing the spiritual life here
有的时候有人发了一顿脾气
Sometimes we maybe just had a bad temper
一下子主的同在没有了
And suddenly you feel his presence gone
但是今天如果我们每个人可能都有脾气。
Yes, we all have temper one way or the other.
但是我们赶快回到主的面前。
But if we realize and immediately turn toward the Lord and more than like that,
向主认罪悔改。
We confess our wrong and repent before Him.
求主来改变我们这个生命。
And ask Him to change us.
也就是说，把这个血漏的地方能够把它堵住。
That's the Lord. It's like asking the Lord to stop the bleeding problem.
但是有些人当他在发脾气的时候，他还是振振有词的。
Yeah, many times our problems when We throw a temper, we feel we're righteous about it.
呀，我就是脾气直。
Yes, that's my kind of character.
啊，他是讲起来还是蛮有道理的。
Yeah, I'm supposed to do it this way.
那我脾气发完了，我讲完了，我这个事情也就过去了。
But the good point is, once I throw my temper out, I will be fine afterwards.
但他这个大炮打出去，打死多少人他都不管的。
And regardless how many people you may have damaged in the process.
有时候在夫妻之间。
Sometimes between husband and wife.
那最近我听到。有一个弟兄他讲他在家庭的里面的要求是妻子是顺服丈夫
Recently I heard a brother share how he had demanded his wife to be completely submissive to him in their house
那的确我们也知道圣经告诉我们丈夫要爱妻子妻子要顺服丈夫
Yes, it's taught in the Bible that husband should love your wife and the wife supposed to submit to your husband
但是我不晓得说在圣经里面所告诉我们的那个绝对的顺服的态度
I'm not sure about when Bible says be completely submissive. What kind of attitude should we have?
如果成为一个律法的要求
If it has become a rule in your house,
好像并不能从这个顺服的里面来得出生命
Instead of to obtain life in the process of being submissive.
就我们看见说，今天在每一个环境中，我们有一个盼望。
Therefore, we can see there's always hope in every situation.
我们有一个祷告。
Because we can always have a prayer.
叫我们来得着生命。
And through that, we can obtain the life of the Lord.
今天所有若是从一个律法、一个规条的这个范围里面，我们努力去做的，没有办法真正得着生命。
Whatever we try to commit through our rules and regulations, that will not help us to receive spiritual life.
反而很多的时候，你看见真正主的生命还在那里漏失。
Instead, you see the Lord's life is still continually missing out in the process.
我记得以前在读大学的时候
I remember when I was in college
我这个房间很小
I had a very small room
里面有一张双层床
And there was a bunk bed in my room
然后一个小桌子
And a small desk
但是我找人家帮我装了一台很大的音响
And even though a small room I had a big stereo system in the room
那么小的一个房间那个音响大概那个喇叭有这么高比我们这个大了不知道多少倍
My speaker was larger than what we have here about this tall
然后这个Bunk bed 的第二层上面啊，整排全是唱片。
And on the bunk bed was all the record player, records, musical records.
所以那个时候好像回到自己房间的时候呢，这个你不拿一个唱片，这个放个音乐，好像就很奇怪。
Therefore, it would be natural for me to return my room and just start listening to music.
那但是到了有一天
，Until one day,
我自己里面发现
，I discovered.
当然我也听这个所谓诗歌的音乐
Of course, I listen to a lot of Christian music
但是很多的时候什么音乐都在听的
But many times I listen to all kinds
我发现说我听这些其他音乐的时候
I notice when I listen to other kind of music
这个神的同在是一直失去的
I feel that I lost the presence of God while doing that
也许我的魂里面蛮享受的
Yes, I may have some enjoyment in my mind to a certain extent.
一面听一面哼的。
And I was singing along with the music.
哎，但是哼了半天，这个生命失去了。
But while I was singing along, I felt I lost the presence.
主的同在不在了。
I lost the life of the Lord.
哎，我发现这是一个血漏的问题。
And then I realized I have a problem losing life here.
我也去聚会，聚会完以后觉得啊，真的是哎呀，蛮好的。
Yeah, I went to church meetings. I enjoyed it so much.
可是回到家里面就开始听这些音乐。
Yeah, when I returned home, I would listen to none.Christian music.
感谢主，有一天我真的是得到了一个警觉。
And I thank God for one day He really made it clear to me.
我求主真的是把这个血漏能够堵住。
And I was alarmed by the discovery, and so I asked the Lord to stop that losing problem or losing life.
那后来我有一次到了美国以后，有一次参加特会回来，坐一个年轻弟兄的车子。
And when later I came to the United States and went to this conference, on the way home I was sitting in this young brother's car.
就他听的是美国的歌曲哈，我越听越觉得不舒服啊。
He was listening to the radio which was broadcasting worldly music, and the more I listened to, the more uncomfortable I became.
但是他听不懂里面他到底唱了什么内容。
They sang so fast I don't quite understand the content of the song.
我说到底你在听什么、
啊、？So I said, what are you listening to?、
啊、原来是一个世界唱的音乐。
Yes, it was a secular music.
我跟他讲说，如果今天我们整天都在听这些世界上的东西
，If we open our ears to all these worldly thing and music,
我相信我的弟兄也很爱主。
I knew he was a Christian who loved the Lord.
付上了代价去参加了特会
，Because he paid a price by going to the conference.
啊，他也有蛮多。年轻啊，但也愿意服侍。
He was young and he was willing to serve and help.
我说我当年跟你是一样的。
And I told him, you know, I was just like you when I was young.
但是呢，今天有一个地方会把生命一直漏失。
But the problem is there's something here will constantly make you lose life.
我相信他一到车上，他听的就是这样的音乐。
And I believe that he will allow himself to listen to the music like that once he enters into his car.
今天更很多的。这个什么 iPod 整天挂在耳朵上
Yeah, with the device of iPod young people put the earphone in their ears all the time
但是看我们是要得着生命呢还是要丧失生命
But the problem is we should ask ourselves do I want to get life or do I want to lose life
今天我们用这一切如果我们能够得着生命那就感谢赞美主
We should thank the Lord if by doing this I will get life
但是若是生命不断的让丧失
But if I found out that I constantly lose life by doing this,
我们求主让我们发现这是一个血漏的问题。
And I pray the Lord help me and let me realize I have a problem here.
尼弟兄有一篇信息讲到闲话失掉生命。
Brother Watchman had this little article talk about how gossip will make you lose life.
不一定是讲一个很不好的事情。
You may not gossip about people's things evilly.
不一定是讲一个错的事情。
Or not wrong things you're talking about.
但他讲闲话就会失掉生命。
But just by gossiping will cause us to lose life.
所以很多时候，当我们就算在讲话的时候。
And even when we engage conversations with others,
就说圣灵一下子提醒我们
many times the Holy Spirit inside will stop us.
啊，我正在失掉生命啊
And remind us that you are losing life right now.
生命失去了
Well, When you lose the light,
主的同在不见了。
You lose the presence of the Lord.
我们一下子要有一个警醒。
Therefore, we need to be alert.
今天这是血漏的问题。
Knowing that I am subjecting to this problem of losing life.
所以当我们来看，好像还不是在当年有一个妇人她犯了血漏的这个病。
Therefore, we know it wasn't just that woman many years ago had the problem.
其实今天在我们的身上有多少的情况就是一个血漏的情形。
But at the same time, this may occur to us repeatedly.
当我们在讲是非对错。
When we talk about right from wrong.
可能我正在失去生命。
Yeah, while we're talking about, maybe that's the time we're losing the spiritual life.
但要我们拣选生命。
But God wants us to choose life.
得着生命。
To receive life.
只有这个才是存到永远的。
Because only life will be stored up until eternity.
这个才是重要的。
That's something of value.
啊，我们看见这个妇人她是怎么样的一个情形。
So what kind of condition that woman had?
但是今天求主也让我们发现
While we're looking at her condition We pray the Lord will help us to see as well
在我们的生活中
That in my life
那么有多少的情形
And there are so many situations
要圣灵来提醒我们
The Holy Spirit was reminding us
有些人工作忙了一天回来
Sometimes we may work all day long
他觉得说呀我应该看看电视啊休闲一下
They feel that oh it's okay for me to relax a little bit by watching TV
但是今天我不是说我们不能看
I'm not saying don't watch TV
但是今天我们的心常常要有一个警醒
But stay alert for while you do that
有些人看到最后成了一个血漏的问题
And because that may become a problem of losing life to some people
成了他没有办法控制他的自己
And may become may come to a point that you can't control yourself anymore
好像非看不可
That you have to watch TV
结果生命不断的丧失
By doing that we are losing life gradually
今天我们知道说有各样的情形
There are all situations may occur to us
今天我在这讲我可能也有许多血漏的情形
Even though I'm sharing this topic here I may subject to all kinds of problems as well that may me lose life
需要彼此勉励
Therefore we need to remind each other
啊，直到我们看见主啊这就是我们的光景
So that we may realize this is our condition
为什么我们也一直感谢主你把许多的恩典赐下来
Why do we always offer thanks for the grace that he has given to us
但是常常听弟兄姊妹讲每一个礼拜都说主啊我是空空的来盼望饱饱的回去
And we heard many times people say I come empty handed but I want to be fully blessed when I return
你上个礼拜居然会说你不是说你饱饱的回去吗
The problem is didn't you have full supply at the end of last Sunday meeting when you return home
一个礼拜完了主啊我又是空空的来
But after a week we come back we say we're empty again
好像在一个礼拜就是慢慢的让它 drip 掉，让它慢慢漏失掉。
It's like we have gradually lost life through the entire week.
今天我们知道主要带我们往前跨一步。
And we know the Lord desires to take us one step further.
我们不甘心说主啊，我们属灵光景怎么是这个样子呢
？So we should not be willing to stay in this spiritual condition.
我想很重要，今天把所有的血漏，我们把它堵住。
The important is to stop all the problems causes to lose life.
这样子才有可能恩上加恩呢。
Then we can experience what is called grace upon grace.
每一个礼拜来，我们从主有领受。
Every week when we come to the house of God, we receive something from God.
我们离开的时候，我们说 Hallelujah.
So when we leave, we can say Hallelujah.
下面一个礼拜当中，不是慢慢开始漏掉。
And from the second day on, we're not losing life gradually.
我们开始运用。
But we start to apply what we have learned.
我们在生活中追求。
We pursue the Lord in our everyday
life.恩典又加上恩典
so that there may be grace upon the grace we have already received
主所给我们的力量又再加上力量
and there may be strength upon the strength
如果我们下礼拜来的时候
so when we come back next Sunday
每一个人都是好像充了电再来的
if everybody is like fully energized
Hallelujah
We'll say Hallelujah
我们一来到主的面前我们也是充满了能力
when we come together we're full of strength
充满了喜乐
full of joy
好像里面都满了要爆炸出来
we're so full it's like it's about to explode
我想你们看看我们波饼聚会会什么样的光景
imagine what kind of condition we have in the breaking bread meeting day
啊，我们里面在家里面已经被主的爱充满了
because we're so filled with the love of God at home
我们等着要来聚会中和弟兄姊妹一同来感谢
We can't wait to come here to give thanks to Him together with my brothers and sisters.
我们一同等着，要不要向主说，主啊，我们爱你。
And we come to say, Oh Lord, we love you.
弟兄姊妹，我们羡不羡慕这样的光景
？Do we envy to have a spiritual condition in the church like that?
我们羡不羡慕这样的聚会
？Do we envy to have a meeting like that?
需要我们把所有的血漏堵住
？That has to start from us stopping all the bleeding problems.
在我们的生活里面。
In our daily walk.
主耶稣他是我们最亲爱的朋友。
Let Jesus become our dearest friend.
他从来没有改变。
And he never changes.
所以我们可以在每一天生活中我们得着生命。
Therefore, we can choose to receive life in every moment of living.
让他的爱来充满我们。
Let Jesus' love fill our hearts.
在任何的事情上我们不叫生命失落。
And we will not let our life be lost in any situation.
不是在于对与错。
It really is not a matter of doing right or wrong.
不是在于是与非。
It's not a matter of I'm right, you're wrong.
我们分辨的事情在于是不是基督的生命。
But every choice we make, we have to be able to tell whether this is out of the life of the Lord Jesus or not.
不是在于荣耀或羞辱。
It doesn't matter of my personal glory or shame.
不是在于得与失。
My gain or my loss.
真的，所有的关键在于是不是基督的生命。
All the key is whether this will cause me to gain the life of Jesus Christ or not.
盼望主给我们一个强的心愿。
We pray the Lord give us this violent desire.
我们要得着生命。
That we want to obtain life.
我们要真的是叫血肉能够止住。
I want to stop all the bleeding problems.
那一天这个女人她有这样的一个心智
That day that woman came to the Lord with a heart like that
12年的血漏
For 12 years long
看了好多的医生
Went through the help of many doctors
花尽了她一切养生的
Spent all her savings
没有一个能够医好她
However no one could help her
那天她听到耶稣基督来到她当中
And then when she heard that Jesus is coming to their town
她里面真的有一个盼望
So she had this hope
那这个盼望也带着一个信心
And the hope came along with the faith
所以她要去摸耶稣的衣裳
Make her want to touch the cloak of Jesus
所以马可福音是讲到说它里面有一个意思我只摸她的衣裳就必痊愈
That's why in the book of Mark says She said as long as I touch his cloak I will be healed
这个女人她必须要不顾别人的看法
Therefore, she, in order to do so, she has to disregard everybody else's thinking.
可能她需要把自己遮盖起来
Maybe she has to put a veil on her face.
要不然别人会说你是不洁净的
Otherwise, people may reject her for her unclean.
你是不能碰到别人的
You're not supposed to touch anybody.
你碰到别人，别人就成为不洁净了
Whoever been touched by you, he or she'll be regarded unclean.
那你怎么能够来摸耶稣的衣裳呢
So how can you touch Jesus?
她是这个女人，她里面有这样的一个盼望。
But she had this hope.
她要得着医治。
Made her want to be healed.
她不能再忍受这血漏的问题。
She can no longer bear this problem of losing life.
她要来靠近耶稣。
So she wanted to come close to Jesus.
那天虽然有很多人在拥挤。
That day many people were crowding Jesus and pressing against him.
但这女人她终于能够靠近到耶稣的后
面。But she was able to come close to Jesus.
她摸着了主耶稣。衣裳的穗子
and she touched the tassel of the cloak of Jesus
在民数记十五章里面讲到以色列的衣裳有一个穗子
and in the book of Leviticus we talk about the tassel of the cloak
穗子下面还有一个蓝细的带子
and underneath there was this blue ribbon
特别是讲到耶稣基督他属天的生命
and that blue ribbon specifically talks about the heavenly life of Jesus
这个女人她摸着了衣裳的穗子
So when she touched the tassel
立时之间有能力从耶稣基督的身上出去
And immediately there was power flowing out of Jesus
她得着了医治
And she was immediately healed
主耶稣知道有能力从她身上出去
And Jesus knew power came out of him
她说谁摸我
So he said who touched me
当这些彼得门徒们说这么多人拥挤你
And people and Peter and people around him says, there are so many people crowding and pressing against you.
你说谁摸你呢?
Why did you ask a question like that?
你怎么知道呢?
How do you know people actually touch you?
我这次到国内去从郑州的火车站出来。
And this time I went to China when I came out of a particular train station.
我第一次经历到说这边有这么多的人啊。
That's the first time I saw so many people.
啊，你这样挤着挤着就往前一直走啊。
You don't even have to make an effort. You'd be just taken away by the crowd moving forward naturally.
那时候看来就满满的都是人啊。
You look around, it's just people around you everywhere.
你说这么多人在拥挤的时候，谁摸你一下，你根本不晓得的。
When you are in a crowd like that, how can you say somebody touched me?
今天主耶稣他知不知道他能力出去到底是为什么
Did Jesus know why there was power flowing out of him?
他知不知道他这个问题的答案
You think Jesus had an answer to his question?
我相信主是知道的。
I believe he did.
主一定知道的。
He must know what happened.
他知道这个妇人摸了他衣裳的穗子。
He knew that woman touched the tassel of his cloak.
那这个摸和其他人的拥挤是不一样的。
But that touch was different from the touch by the crowd around him.
今天很多人拥挤在耶稣的身旁。
Yes, many people can crowd around Jesus.
但是他们却没有像这个妇人在信心里面的这一个摸。
However, their touch was not out of faith like the woman.
弟兄姊妹，这个让我们真的是得做一个很大的功课。
And this is a great lesson for us to learn.
很多的时候，有人拥挤在耶稣的四周。
Yes, many people may be around Jesus.
但是呢，那个需要得医治的人，他们需要朋友把他抬到屋顶上去。
And you see, there are sick people. They need their friends' help to lift them up onto the roof.
从屋顶上坠下来，坠到耶稣的面前。
And open up the roof and lower him down onto Jesus.
那这个妇人呢？她可能要花很多的力气。
And this woman must try very hard.
我不晓得说她是怎么挤进去的。
I have no idea how she managed to come close.
或者她是从下面爬过去的。
Maybe she crawled from underneath.
但是她的这一摸是不一样的。
But her touch was different.
信是所望之事的实底。
Faith is the substance of things we hope for.
是未见之事的确据。
It's the evidence of things we have not seen.
当我们里面真正的是有一个极大的渴望。
When we have a true desire.
当我们里面有一个真实的看见。
When we really see.
我们唯一的拯救在耶稣基督的身上。
That Jesus is my only way out.
我们会回到他的面前。
We choose to return to him.
我们说，我们盼望来摸着他衣裳的穗子。
And it says, I desire to touch the tassel of his cloak.
弟兄姊妹，今天也许圣灵光照我们有好多血漏的地方。
Maybe the Holy Spirit enlightens in our heart to let us see we do have a lot of bleeding problems.
也许是我生活的习惯。
Maybe because of my habits.
也许是我的脾气。
Maybe it was my temper.
也许是什么原因。
Whatever the situation may be.
但是今天在我身上生命好像一直的漏去。
What I see is that this caused me to lose spiritual life.
我们有没有一个这样大的心愿说我要来到主耶稣基督的面前。
Upon seeing this, do we have a heart that make us to choose Jesus?
我要来摸着耶稣基督他衣裳的穗子。
Make us want to come to Jesus and touch the tassel of his cloak.
我们里面有一个信心。
And then also we have a faith.
但我只要摸着了耶稣。
Knowing that as long as I touch him.
他就能够医治我。
He is able to set me free.
他必定能够医治我。
And he will surely heal me.
虽然我们是好像是不洁净的。
Even though I'm unclean.
虽然我们里面还有很多的问题。
I still have all sorts of problems.
我们的主他是全然圣洁的。
But our Lord is all holy.
但是我可以来摸他。
I can always come to touch him.
我们知道说在旧约里面
In the Old Testament,
当一个不洁净的人
for an unclean person,
他摸了另外一个人的时候
when he or she touched another person,
那一个人呢也就变成不洁净
that person will be regarded as unclean as well.
所以主耶稣遇到那个长大麻风的
so when Jesus saw a leper,
他说我肯你洁净了吧
he said I'm willing, be cleansed.
下面主做的事情是非常的特别
what he did after that statement was really special
主伸手摸他
the Bible says Jesus stretched out his hand and touched him
我相信主耶稣他非常熟悉旧约的律法
and I believe Jesus knew the Old Testament very well
今天他伸手摸这个长大麻风的
when he stretched out his hand and touched the leper
如果他没有在那一个时候把这个人变成洁净的
if he does not immediately heal that person at that moment
主这位圣洁的主完全洁净的主他就跟这个不洁净有份了
this holy Lord the completely holy Lord will be immediately related to uncleanness
当主说我肯你洁净了吧
so when Jesus says I'm willing be clean
他能够洁净这样大麻风的
he was able to cleanse the unclean leper
当这个不洁净的妇人他来摸着主衣裳的穗子
and when this unclean woman came to touch the cloak of Jesus
主的生命主的圣洁主的能力就进到这妇人的里面
the life the power and the holiness of Jesus entered into her
弟兄姊妹我们今天来到主的面前不在于我们的光景
therefore brother and sister when we come to the Lord it doesn't matter what kind of condition we may be in
因为主爱我们
because he loves us
他已经为我们开了这条又新又活的道路
He has opened up for us a new and living way
他已经为我们预备好了完全的救恩
He has prepared for us this complete complete and full salvation.
今天不是洁净的人才能来摸他。
Therefore, it doesn't take clean person come to touch him.
他说康健的人不用医生。
Jesus said healthy people don't need doctors.
有病的人才需要医生。
Only the sick ones need the doctor.
今天真正能够摸到主的是那些说主我是不洁净的。
He who can touch Jesus are the one who admit that I'm not clean.
只有法律赛人说主我是洁净的，他们永远 touch 不到主。
Instead, Pharisees they regard themselves clean, so that's why they could never touch Jesus.
感谢主，我们说主，我们都是蒙恩的罪人。
And we thank the Lord because we can always say, "Yes, I'm a sinner saved by Your grace."
圣灵真实光照我们的时候，我们发现我们里面多少的污秽。
When the Holy Spirit enlightens in our heart, we will notice then how dirty I am inside.
我们就向主承认。说主我里面有多少血漏的毛病
And we'll confess to him Lord I have all kinds of bleeding problems
生命从这里漏掉从那里漏掉身上都是漏洞
I see this problem and that problem they all cause me to lose life
但是这一切不是叫我们远离神惧怕神
However the revelation like that is not for us to escape from God
当圣灵真的光照我们的时候我们说我们要来到主的面前
But press us toward the Lord even more
用我们的信心来摸主
And then we'll come to him and touch him through our faith.
今天在我们的经历里面
In our own experience,
我们知道主耶稣他已经不在地上
We all know Jesus is no longer on earth physically.
今天你没有一个什么衣裳的穗子在那里 你可以挤过去抓一下
Remember, we cannot touch his cloak today.
今天主住在我们里面
But instead he lives in our hearts.
但是我们随时可以来摸主
Therefore, we can come to him at any time.
当我们的心转向他
Just turn our heart toward Jesus.
哦主我需要你
And say, Lord, I need you.
我现在就需要你
I need you right now.
啊当我们的里面凭着信我们来把主耶稣接到我们里面
When we receive the Lord through faith like that
凭着信我们真实的相信主耶稣基督宝血的全能
By faith we truly believe the power in his blood
过去有一位姊妹常跟我们交通
I used to have this Christian sister share with us often
她这么属灵的一位姊妹
She was a very spiritual Christian
她说她常常要向自己传福音
And she said many times she had to preach the gospel to herself
她讲到说主耶稣你是爱我的
She had to proclaim that Jesus, you love me.
Oh, 你的宝血为我流的。
Oh, you shed your blood for me.
你每一滴血都是为我流的。
Every drop of your blood shed for me.
她说她讲到她自己向自己传福音。
When she shared with us how she had to preach gospel to herself often.
传到她完全的相信。
To the extent that she fully believed what she was talking about.
当你真正的接受主为我们所做成的
When you truly accept what Jesus has done
我们今天摸到了主
Then we will touch the Lord
今天真的没有什么能够成为我们和主之间的拦阻
There's no obstacle can exist between the Lord and us
随时随地我们可以来摸到主
Any place, any time we are able to touch the Lord
当我们一摸到他我们就得着了生命
And when we touch him that's the time we can gain life
我们得着了力量
We can have strength
血漏立刻就止住了
And the bleeding problem will stop immediately
Hallelujah 他是我们的拯救
Hallelujah He is our salvation
主耶稣知道是这个妇人摸他
The Lord knew who touched him
他那么清楚能力从他身上出去
He was clear there was power flowing out of him
但是主问说是谁摸我
But he would say who touched me
主问是有一个目的的
He asked that question for a purpose
当主真的问然后这个女人好像她没有办法战战兢兢地来伏在耶稣脚前
And the woman know that she could not go unnoticed can trembling and fell at his feet
把摸她的缘故和怎样立刻得好了当着众人都说出来了
In the presence of all the people she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed
主有一个目的就是要让这个妇人出来做见证
The reason why Jesus asked the questionsso that this woman will come forward and give her testimony.
他不要这个妇人光是得着了一个身体上的医治。
Jesus didn't want this woman just being healed physically.
很多时候我们得着许多的恩典。
Many times we receive grace from God.
工作找不到我们祷告主给我们一个工作。
For example, we need a job, we pray, and he gave us a job.
我们身体有疾病祷告主医治了我们。
We're sick, and we pray, and he healed us.
遇到了一个难处我们祷告主把我们带过去了。
We have this difficulty, we pray, and he has helped us.
但若主如果只是生活中 生命的路程中的一件事，它没有太大的意义。
But it will be kind of meaningless if just an event occurred to us.
主要我们得着是他的自己。
But His purpose is for us to obtain Him through the process.
神说，我们回到主面前，我们把感谢归给他。
Therefore, whenever we come back to Him and offer thanks to Him.
那个大麻风得医治的只有一个，他把感谢归给神。
Like the 10 lepers were healed, only one returned to give him thanks.
他得着了这位慈恩的主。
And he was the one who received the giver of grace.
主要这个血漏的妇人，他得着了医治，他要起来做见证。
And the same token, Jesus wanted this woman who was healed to get up and give testimony.
主让这个妇人把她如何得了医治，她在众人面前述说出来。
So she will tell everybody that how she had been instantly healed.
当着众人说出来。
And in the presence of all the people.
如果我们想说这个妇人这十二年中她日子是怎么过的
？Imagine how she suffered for 12 years.
在当时候的社会里面，一个不洁净的人是众人所轻视的。
How she was despised by all because she was regarded unclean.
没有脸面见人的。
She really could not see others.
身体上受这样的痛苦。
She suffered physically.
她在人的面前是这么的孤单。
And she was so lonely.
这么样的一个人，今天他能够在众人面前来述说主所做的工作。
Imagine a person like that now can be in the presence of all, give her testimony.
因为他的血漏得着了医治。
How she had been healed.
因为他现在是一个洁净的人。
Because her problem is gone and she is now a clean person.
Hallelujah, 他可以起来为主做见证。
Hallelujah, therefore she is able to get up and give testimony for the Lord.
今天主要我们每一个人都起来为他做见证。
At the same token, Jesus wants each one of us to testify for him.
我们每一个人都是主耶稣基督付了重价买回来的。
Because he had paid the great price for each one of us.
在宝血的遮盖底下。
Under the coverage of his precious blood.
今天没有任何的仇敌权势能够来控告我们。
And there's no one can condemn us.
我们可以站起来。
Therefore, we can all stand up.
我们为主做见证。
And testify for the Lord.
见证他在我们身上所做奇妙的工作。
Testify what a marvelous thing he has done in our life.
见证今天我们是得洁净的。
To testify that now I am clean.
我们可以把荣耀归给神。
So that we can give God all the glory.
真的每一次我们起来做见证。
Every time when we share our testimony.
我们得着这位慈恩的主。
That's the time we receive the Lord.
耶稣对他说
And Jesus said to her,
女儿你的信救了你
Daughter, your faith has healed you.
平平安安的去吧
Go in peace.
是因为她的信救了她
It's all because of her faith.
我们今天蒙恩得救
We are saved today.
本乎恩也是因着信
It's by faith and also his grace.
今天神叫我们在信心里面我们来跟随他
Therefore, the Lord wants us to follow him in faith.
我们相信他的说是相信他的所做
We believe who he is We believe what he has done
人非有信不能得神的喜悦
And without faith There's no way we can please God
求主把这样的信赐给我们
And we pray the Lord give us faith
因着信我们带着何等的盼望
By faith we can have great hope
那这个盼望叫我们要来到主的面前
And this hope brought us closer to the Lord
我们说没有什么能够拦阻我们不来到主的面前
Then we can say There's nothing can stop us from comingTo the Lord.
我们要从他得着生命
We shall receive life from our Lord.
要从他得着力量
And we receive strength from him.
为着我们个人我们要从主那里得生命
And for ourselves we shall receive life from the Lord.
得堵住所有的血漏
And we shall stop all the bleeding problems.
为着教会我们要从主那得生命
And also for his church we have to obtain life from the Lord.
不叫生命从我们身上漏失
So that we will not become the cause of why life is losing.
好不好我们真的祷告主在下面一个礼拜
We pray in the coming week
我们在每一天生活里面好好我们活在主的面前
Let's learn to live in the presence of the Lord every moment of the day
主啊让我得着生命
And then be aware of the fact that I need to receive life、Lord.
让你的爱更多的充满我
Lord fill my heart with more of your love
让你的喜乐更多充满我
Let your joy fill my heart
好不好我们到下一个主日来的时候看看是不是每一个都是饱饱的来
Let us all give a try so that we can come back next Sunday abundantly with His grace.
我相信我们聚会里面会充满了爆炸的力量。
And I believe if that's the case, our meeting will be filled with an explosive power, dynamic power.
因为每一个人里面充满了主的爱。
Because we're all filled with the love of the Lord.
我们等不及要来述说。
We cannot wait to come to tell others.
等不及要来赞美。
Cannot wait to come to praise.
哈利路亚，昨日今日直到永远。
Hallelujah, yesterday, today, and forever.
耶稣基督是一样的。
Jesus is the same.
我们来唱95首。
Let's sing this hymn one more time, 95.
好吧，我们一起站起来唱。
Let us stand up and sing it.
这个荣耀信息和天象，心要见到。